So next, we're going to talk about maybe God is calling you to start a ministry. Mm-hmm. When I was planting a church in Monee, Illinois, way back in 2001, the Lord called me to start the Ministry of Christian Leaders. Mm-hmm. Brian here was one of my first elders or board members as we were starting a board. You know, all of that was all part of it, the calling to start a ministry. So let's dive into that. Brian?
Yeah. So these soul centers, these ministry or ministry biz organization soul centers, are local or web-based ministries that serve communities and support a reproducible walk with God. Credentialed ministers of the Christian Leaders Alliance may start a ministry that identifies as a ministry soul center.
So what is so interesting to me, and I put this here, but I couldn't have put this in almost any slide, this passage of the Apostle Paul, but it's about his forming a ministry. So I'm going to move our picture up there. So he says in Ephesians 3, verse 7, of which I was made a minister. Okay, so now the Apostle Paul is talking about himself. And I put the Greek in there just for fun, but you can make out the word diakonos. You see that delta over there? So mm-hmm. The third word from the left, see how agenthein, which means was made, and it's in that passive voice, a minister. So if somebody wants to become a minister, Paul said, I became a minister. And how did he become a minister? He was called on the road to Damascus. He was blinded by the light. He was sent over to Damascus, and Ananias gave him his sight. He was made a minister after some training. He was mentored. Barnabas introduces them to the other apostles. Somehow or other, and we don't have the details, somehow he was made a diakonos, a minister. They laid their hands on him, and not only did he receive his sight, but he's a chosen instrument of God, and he starts a ministry. So I mean, that this passage, it gets me so excited, is one of the most interesting passages that put the Apostle Paul common with you and me. He was made a minister. You were made a minister. There was a whole process involved, from calling to walk with God, calling to a group of people, and there's training. And the Apostle Paul, he was trained under Gamaliel, and after that he was trained under Christian Leaders, and then the whole thing is just incredible. Mm-hmm. So I'll go back to that. So I was made a minister. Now notice, according to the gift of that grace of God, which was given to me according to the working of his power. So now, he was not only made a minister, but he's not just any minister. He is a minister that's going to minister. He's going to create his ministry out of his gifts. So now, he is going to minister in his gifts. And what we read, to me, then he very humbly says, the very least of all the saints was this grace given. And we know from Romans 12 that grace was given each apportioned, mm-hmm. One to serve, one to mm-hmm. get, all of these things, okay? Grace was given to me, and here's this ministry, to preach the gospel, to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And in Romans 15 we read, priestly duty to preach Christ by what I have said and done, so I might not be building on someone else's foundation. I mean, mm-hmm. there is no question, this is ministry. Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's so a particular ministry.
Yes, mm-hmm. it's a particular ministry, mm-hmm. and that's the Apostle mm-hmm. Paul's ministry. He's called to be a minister, mm-hmm. a diakonos. He's made to be a yeah. minister.
Yeah. I also point out there that phrase, according to the power of God.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Not his own power.
Right.
Not because he was something special.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But by the grace of God.
That's right.
So maybe you're called to develop a ministry. We have a class called Ministry Biz. Maybe you're called, you've done the corporate world thing, you know how to do a business and everything, but you want to start a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. And you want to say at the coffee shop, Soul Center Coffee Shop. Okay, and people are like, "That's a funny name for a coffee shop," but you know what? That's kind of interesting.
That's pretty cool name.
You know, so you like it. So,
yeah.
Or and maybe that we have to say, you know, like so, Clearwater Soul Center Coffee Shop, or Soul Center Coffee Shop of Clearwater, mm-hmm. but just like Soul Center Coffee Shop, whatever. So you go coffee, and you know, in some of these like Friends, this was an old TV show from a couple decades ago, and where everyone knows your name. I mean, I can just see, you know, what the honest value proposition here. I mean, if you're a soul, yes, I'm a soul. And if you're interested in talking about the soul and want to be around those who might want to explore this conversation, come into the coffee shop, have a cup of coffee, and know that, you know, so instead of going to the bar and sitting at a bar, you know, maybe it's instead it's like, you know, a place where you sit down, kind of looks like a bar, but it ain't a bar. You know, you sit down and what do you have? I'll have some coffee. So maybe it's a different vision. Maybe instead of having like at like Starbucks, all of the coffee places are individual places. I just want to be alone, but not this coffee shop. This one actually is like a bar, but there's no booze. This is one where we actually are sitting next to people, or you know, just the imagination. That could be a ministry biz.
Oh yes,
it could. The coffee could generate the income to supply your family needs, but also make a big impact. And who knows what other services could be introduced?
A place of fellowship, a place of safe haven, a place to exchange ideas.
Yes,
a place to discuss the gospel, a place to encourage one another, and a place, you know, to just share.
Right. I mean, it could become a mentor center, which we're going to talk about next, but who knows? I mean, wouldn't that be fun to do? I mean, I just wish simultaneously I could do like five different things and have enough time to do five things.
I thought you already were.
I mean,
he is full of energy.
You know, and in ministries, and I mean, just, you know, sometimes I think in the ministry side, we have like five boxes. Okay, there's the ministry for a soup kitchen, or there's the ministry for sharing food, or there's, you know, global ministries, the ministry of like what digging water wells or sharing water filtration systems, or there's, you know, there's like these big mega, like mega churches, mega ministries like Compassion International, you know, all good. But maybe, you know, you did a class on how to start a ministry board.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes you need to understand how to do things, especially in this society. When I think about Paul, you know, Paul is a good example. Paul learned at the feet of Gamaliel, and he was totally opposed to Christians. But
guess what
God did? He used that passion, he used that energy, and he turned it around for good. And you know, sometimes, you know, God will do some things. He will give you a vision that's unlike what you thought.
Right.
Or think about the church. You know, we think that we have to
the last thing the Paul would ever want to do is be a minister for Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ meets him on the road to Damascus.
And so, you know, God takes the ordinary and he makes it extraordinary. In other words, he gives you thoughts, he gives you ideas that are not outside of the realm of a building, outside of the realm of what church is supposed to be. The church is the body of Christ.
Right.
And think about a coffee house or a business. You know, if Christ is at the center of that, it doesn't have to be stuffy. It doesn't have to be formal. It could be welcoming. It could be loving. It could be have a whole different vibe. And to do these things, you need to understand how to organize. That's, you know, if you're going to have a Christian business, you got to know how to organize all those things, that you can do it in such a way that the hand of God is in that business.
I like this concept of, here's a few examples. We see Filipino women who become credentialed ministers who are maids. They have a maid business or a home care or a cleaning business, you know, in some of these wealthy places in Muslim mm-hmm. areas, and they're made ministers, okay, and they're cleaning up, and this family doesn't have a clue about Jesus Christ, but this family sees this maid who serves with joy, unspeakable.
Yeah.
And that is so powerful. And that's yeah. in the early Roman church, mm-hmm. Or the early Roman Empire, the Christian church witnessed in that kind of a way.
Yeah. You know, I just read a story kind of similar of this woman. She was feeding folks that were living under the Dan Ryan Expressway.
Yeah.
And she was cooking for them, and really just using her own resources, and she was supplying food to about 150 people every week.
Wow.
Just think if she had.
So she had a hospitality ministry. It wasn't just having an open home.
Yes.
It was actually a ministry.
But think if she had organized that in such a way where she could not only support those folks, you know, who are out there with food, but also teach them how to prepare their own food or take care of themselves. And in the meantime, she learns how to start that business so that she would have the means to support herself.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
While glorifying God.
Trucker ministry. Biker ministry. Ministry to youth. Brian, you were on a ministry that, you know, dealt with athletics. Mm-hmm. And I think we live in a time where it's endless, the ministries that could yet be created, or the ministry businesses that provide support but also do ministry with an honest, value, God-glorifying, honest value proposition, where it's like, you know what, we're ministers who do this ministry, you know, and we do this ministry as ministers. If you're interested in coming to a place where the soul mm-hmm. is talked about, that's honored, that's where you come.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, what else do you got to say?
Well, I just think, you know, as you mentioned about the athletic ministry that I was involved in, it just made me think about, you know, whatever your, however you make a living, mm-hmm. you know, many of you have a profession or a career or a job. And within that field of work, there's the potential for an organization, a ministry organization. I think about, you know, when we were younger, there was the Christian Businessmen's Association.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that ministry?
That was an
international ministry that reached, that targeted Christian business, at that time, Christian businessmen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now there are similar organizations and ministries that work within the various spheres of expertise and common ground, you know, and they use that common ground to build conversation and do ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe the Lord's leading you in that realm, but these are ministry organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting.
Till next time, and we're going to talk about the last type of soul center we're featuring right now, and that's mentor centers.